Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. So today we are going to talk a little bit about Thursday night's football game, Buffalo and the Los Angeles Rams, the, you know, world champion LA Rams, and that game and a few of the players there. We're going to talk about your starts and sits for this week. So this podcast is going to be a little longer than normal because I want to get you set up for your first full weekend of fantasy football. Hopefully get your team off to a really good start. I was really busy last week. I actually was in Columbus, Ohio to see the Ohio State Buckeyes play Notre Dame with my sons. And we had some really great seats. We actually ended up in the same hotel with the Notre Dame football team. And just really quickly, one of the highlights of the whole thing was really, really cool. But Marcus Freeman and the Notre Dame players were coming outside. They were by the bus area where they were going to load up to go over to the stadium. And James Laurinaitis was come walking by us. And, of course, Laurinaitis and Freeman are ex-Buckeyes. And my son says really lightly and very soft, "OH." And Laurinaitis kind of turns his head to the right a little bit and gives us a big old smile. So he's still a Buckeye, even though he's going to be a coach for Notre Dame for a few years and hopefully a successful one, because we always wish them good luck. But we had a great weekend, a great time. We did our fantasy draft for the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which was always fun. And, you know, over the next few days, I'll talk a little bit about that. And who I drafted and why I drafted who I did. And hopefully we'll get off to a good start this week. It was a lot of fun. Last night's game, not so fun for a few players. Now, Allen Robinson did not perform really well. Matthew Stafford struggled with 3 interceptions and 1 fumble. Cam Akers only carries the ball 3 times for 0 yards. Darrell Henderson actually is RB1 and has 18 total touches, 73 yards. Devin Singletary, who I drafted in a league, only had 8.2 fantasy points. The bright spot for him was he did carry the ball 8 times for 48 yards, 6 yards per carry, and then he had 2 catches on 2 targets for 14 yards. Zach Moss, only 6 carries, 15 yards, so I don't really think he's a threat. Only 6 catches for 21 yards. He had a fumble, and then the rookie Cook also had a fumble on his first carry and was never put back in the football game. So things will get better for Devin Singletary. I look for him to have a pretty good season. 6 yards per carry. He's going to be a good play. Dawson Knox got off to a rough start, 1 catch, 2 targets, 5 yards. But there were some highlights. And those of you know exactly who I'm talking about, right? And my favorite one, and I'm going to start with him because in my poll, in my draft-based value, I ranked him number 4, and he went out and proved exactly why. Josh Allen, 39.5 fantasy points. Kudos to you if you moved up in your draft or you drafted him in the first round, or kudos to you if you were able to catch him in the second round going back, or maybe even the third, because that's a great start to the fantasy football season. 39.5 fantasy points. 26 passes completed on 31 targets, 297 yards, 3 TDs. He did, however, have a couple interceptions, and he also carried the ball 10 times, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Of course, that also made Stephon Diggs a good pickup. 26.2 fantasy points, 9 targets, 8 catches, 122 yards, and a touchdown. Gabe Davis, a good pickup if you were able to grab him. 18.8 fantasy points, 4 catches, 5 targets, 88 yards, 1 TD. And then Isaiah McKenzie, only 9.9 fantasy points, only 2 catches, only 3 targets, only 19 yards, but he gets a touchdown. So he automatically becomes valuable if something were to happen to Diggs or Davis, in my opinion. And Crowder had a few catches. So They look pretty solid on that side of the ball. And then, of course, the star for the LA Rams, Cooper Kupp, did not disappoint. 31.8 fantasy points, 15 targets, 13 catches, 128 yards, and one touchdown. You can all live with that if you grabbed Cooper Kupp in your fantasy draft, or maybe you kept him as a keeper. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about starts and sits, and this year, I'm going to talk about real football getting started this week, right now, and I'm going to talk about each individual game, and that's kind of the format I think I'm going to use this year. I'll tell you the players I think you should start or sit, or maybe a few highlights here and there, but we'll go through each game. So this podcast is going to take a little longer than normal, but sit back and enjoy it. And if you're looking for a particular player, listen for the team and who they're playing, because that's how I'm going to cover it. And I'm going to get started right now. And we're first going to talk about a few of the outs that are going on. So Kittle looks like he's out for San Francisco. Rondale Moore out for Arizona. Lazard out for Green Bay. Zach Ertz is still iffy. Looks like he's going to be out. And then there's some limited players. Thomas, Dobbins, and Deontay Johnson, who are kind of dicey going into week one. So first, we're going to look at New Orleans and Atlanta. And for me, I'm going to tell you and give you instruction to sit Cordarrelle Patterson. New Orleans defense is just really good. They allowed the fewest running back fantasy points the last 2 years. I'm not going to start him this week. I'm going to actually leave him on my bench if I have somebody that I can actually stick in there and start. I think that would be good for your team. I am going to start Winston, Olave, and Kamara. Atlanta's defense has allowed the second most quarterback fantasy points in 2021, the second most. So I would consider starting Winston if I needed him in a 12-team league, probably. And there's even an argument for him in a 10-team league because of matchups. But I really like Olave. Kamara last year had 20.4 fantasy points and 18.2 fantasy points versus Atlanta. So I'm starting Kamara, starting Winston, and I think Olave has a good game because I really think that Thomas is still going to be limited for New Orleans. So here's my I told you so. I've talked about this player a lot this year, but Pitts will disappoint you. Last year at New Orleans, he had 9.2 fantasy points with 75% of the snaps and 2.8 fantasy points and 74% of the snaps. And this game is actually in Atlanta. So at home last year, only 2.8 fantasy points. I don't think it's a good matchup. New Orleans defense is really good on the back end, and I think he will struggle. And especially if London doesn't go, because I think he's the only other quality receiver that can really open things up for Pitts, which is going to allow them to roll more coverage to him. Next up, Cleveland at Carolina. I'm going to start McCaffrey, of course, and DJ Moore, of course, and I'm going to start Nick Chubb for Cleveland, and that's it in that game. I'm not starting Cooper, I'm not starting Njoku, and I'm not starting Robbie Anderson, and oh yeah, I'm not starting Baker Mayfield either, by the way, just in case you were going to ask that question. San Francisco at Chicago. I'm going to start Lance. I think you have to. You drafted him. You did. You drafted him. You need to start him. He's not going to ever play a team this year probably as bad as the Chicago Bears defense. It's going to be bad. He should be able to perform well. You have to start Lance. And then Mooney, I'm going to start him. 27% target share last year. Justin Fields will find a way to get him the ball. And then if you have Ayuk on your team, because he's one of those bubble players, you should start him, because with Kittle out, Ayuk is going to be the physical presence that they need on San Francisco teams. I think he has a really good game, and I think it will be great for your fantasy football season and a way to kick off your team in a good fashion. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Don't be surprised if Joe Burrow struggles. If you draft him as your QB1, I just want to warn you, last year at Pittsburgh, 24.6 fantasy points. At home, 19.4. This game is at Pittsburgh. or I mean, is at Cincinnati where he struggled. At Pittsburgh in 2020, he only scored, or against Pittsburgh in 2020, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little confused here for you, 14.5. So 14.5 at home against Pittsburgh in 20, because he only played him once that year, and then he was injured, and then at home last year, 19.4. Looking for him to get somewhere in that 20-point range would be considered successful. So there you go. People ask me about Freiermuth. They say, should I start him or not? Last year, at home, he had 11.2 fantasy points and a touchdown. And then at Cincinnati, he had 14 fantasy points and a touchdown. Yeah, I would probably give him a start. If I drafted him, especially in a 12-team league, he should be starting this week. I mean, if you can get, you know, 11 to 14 fantasy points out of your starting tight end, I would say that would be pretty good. How about Philadelphia at Detroit? All the points that were scored in that game last year, I was shocked. So I went in and I was looking at some of the players there. So don't be surprised, right? This is Philadelphia. They're playing at Detroit. Jalen Hurts had 11.2 fantasy points last year. Devontae Smith had 2.5. And Dallas Goedert had 13.2. Dallas Goedert actually had 7 targets, 6 catches, and 72 yards. So be very cautious if you're going to look to start Devontae Smith, because especially with the fact that A.J. Brown's there, unless they really open up this game with Detroit and put the ball in the air and not run it like they did last year in this game, you may struggle with your fantasy team. Those that he may get off to a rough start. And on the opposite side for Detroit, Swift had 9.1 fantasy points. He only got 27 yards on 12 carries last year and had 5 catches for 24 yards. I'm just letting you know, don't be surprised if you play these guys and they struggle. Jared Goff, only 8.9 fantasy points, 222 yards. I'm sharing that because the receivers didn't fare very well in that game. There was one who did, and you should start him, and that's TJ Hockenson, 18.9 fantasy points, 11 targets, 10 catches, 89 yards last year. He should be a solid play in this particular matchup. Indianapolis at Houston. You have to start Damian Price, the rookie. You have to. You drafted him, and you drafted him high. You reached for him, so now play him. That's what I'm going to share with you. I have no stats to give you any other information that's going to tell you you should play him other than you should play him. And don't be surprised if Michael Pittman struggles in this game or Brandon Cooks. Last year for Pittman versus Houston, he averaged 11.4 fantasy points per game, and Brandon Cooks averaged 13 fantasy points per game against Indianapolis. And oh, by the way, just in case you drafted Jonathan Taylor, I want to share this with you. How's 28.8 and 25.3 sound? Yeah, I know you're playing him anyway, but I just wanted to give you a little satisfaction to say, yeah, that's my guy. New England at Miami. I'm sitting Tua. I'm not playing Tua. Patriots defense has allowed the second fewest quarterback fantasy points in 21, and I'm going to sit Gesicki. Last year, both games against New England, he had 0 points and 4.2 fantasy points. But there is a player I would consider starting in this game for Miami, and that is Waddle. Last year, 16.1 and 13.7. That's right around 15 points per game, and that will work. And I think it'll work again. I really do, because whatever is successful will help you be more successful the next year. And that's why I would start him. Baltimore at the New York Jets. There's only two people I start in this game. One is Lamar Jackson. Number two is Mark Andrews. Period. Both teams. Not starting anybody on the Jets. I don't want any of Breece Hall. I don't want Michael Carter. I'm not going to start Elijah Moore. I'm not starting Garrett Wilson. I'm going to give this team a few weeks to see what they're really like. Baltimore's defense should be pretty solid in that game. Green Bay at Minnesota. This one might surprise you, but Aaron Jones had 15.6 fantasy points last year in one game. He was out the first game, so that was actually the second game. But I'm going to start Aaron Jones, and I'm going to start A.J. Dillon. Last year versus Minnesota, Dillon had 22.3 and 15.7. So the three fantasy points that those teams all came up with, 50-some points between them. in those games last year in three starts. That's a pretty good average. Those two guys are solid. Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to start him. 41.5 fantasy points, which I think last year was his number one highest scoring game. Actually came against Minnesota and 24.3. I'm going to start him. Adam Thielen for Minnesota versus Green Bay at home. His last three or two games at home against Green Bay, 22.2 fantasy points and 31. So I'm going to start Adam Thielen in this game. And of course, if you drafted Justin Jefferson, I'm going to share it. 37.2. That was his best week last year. And 11.8. 49 fantasy points, right around 25 a game. Yes, you're going to start Justin Jefferson. New York Giants at Tennessee. I am going to sit all Giants receivers. And yes, that means Tony too. I'm not starting him. And by all means, I want you to start Barkley and Henry in this game. Please, please. Although I still think you might be disappointed in one of those two players, and I'm sure you can guess who I'm thinking of. Thank you. Sunday night, we have Tampa Bay at Dallas. I'm going to sit Godwin and Gage, but two players I am going to start in that game. I am going to start Evans. I'm going to start Julio Jones. And one more player I'm going to throw in. This is a dark horse player that I feel confident is going to have a decent season with Tom Brady. Hopefully it starts week one. Cameron Brate, tight end. He's his target. Rob Gronkowski's gone. Brady threw the ball really well to Gronkowski, and Brate is a good receiver. So there you go. Tampa Bay at Dallas on Sunday night. And then Monday, we also have Denver and Seattle. Oh, wow, and I skipped ahead. I missed a couple games. Here, how about this? Let's go back. Jacksonville at Washington. Start Antonio Gibson. Brian Robinson, the rookie, will not play for a few weeks, so Antonio is going to be the bell cow. And you also need to start Christian Kirk. If you drafted him, he's getting $20 million a year to be the number one receiver in Jacksonville, and he will be. Kansas City at Arizona Cardinals. Don't be surprised if Kyler Murray lays an egg or scores 40 points. Wow, that was genius, because that's exactly what he did last year, it seems like. Marquise Brown and Jane and Connor are going to be the beneficiaries this week for Arizona. I'm going to sit Ertz. I'm going to sit CEH for Kansas City. But you better start Juju, because Patrick Mahomes is going to throw him the football. How about Las Vegas at the LA Chargers? If you drafted Eckler this year, last year, versus the Las Vegas Raiders, 29.5, and at Las Vegas, 28.9. Those are two pretty solid games. I'm also going to start Hunter Renfrow, 16.5 and 16.9, worth a start. I'm not buying that Adams being there is going to make him worse. I think Adams being there is going to make it better. I think Waller is the one you have to watch. He had 19.2 total fantasy points last year versus the Chargers, which is only 9.6 points per game. Josh Jacobs had 22.4 and 10.7 in last year's matchups, and that last one was at LA Chargers, so I'm a little dicey on him. And let's say this, don't be surprised if Keenan Allen doesn't do real well. Last year, 10.6 and 11.2. Mike Williams had two games that were really opposites, 2.1, 26.9. So Allen was more consistent. Williams had the bigger scoring game. I don't know what to tell you there. You're on your own in that game. Monday night, Denver at Seattle. I am going to sit Lockett, but I am going to start DK Metcalf. And here's why. Last year, with Smith at quarterback, Metcalf scored in 3 weeks, so week 6, 7, and 8, 11.8, 17.6, and 22.3 fantasy points, a total of 51.7. That's 17.2 points per game. That's worthy of a start. Lockett, 5.5, 3.2, 26.2, 34.9, 11.3 fantasy points. I'm sitting Lockett in this particular matchup. Don't be surprised if Rashad Penny goes off. You should start him if you can. Last four games last year where he carried the ball over 50% of the time, 50% of the snaps. He averaged 25.9 fantasy points per game. The rookie Walker is not going to play in this game. Penny will carry the ball more than 50% of the time and should be a solid start. Oh, and one more thing. Please, please, please start Sutton and Judy in this game. You should, because you drafted them. And they now have Russell Wilson, and things should go really well for them. So there you go. That's my start and sits for this week. We'll have more out to you next week, and we'll talk about the draft over the weekend that I had and chat a little bit about that. We'll also talk about the players that will be on the waiver wire that you might want to pick up, a few of the players you might want to trade. More of that coming your way next week. Remember, people, to share this podcast with your friends. It's only fair. Bye.